You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yes, because they are tied together. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Restaurant Association and the great work they are doing. And we have had the privilege to work with them and look at advocacy opportunities. And certainly we know that it is so important that they receive support from the federal government, the local government, et cetera. So many jobs were lost. People were displaced. And we know thousands of restaurants shut down and many of them not to reopen. So, Cameron, thanks for being with us.
In the greater Houston area, pre-pandemic, we were about 13,000 total restaurants. We're down closer to about 10,000 now. So we've lost almost 3,000 restaurants permanently due to the effects of coronavirus. As far as employees, there were about 300,000 restaurant employees in the greater Houston area pre-pandemic. Right now, we're roughly between... we've lost about 50,000 restaurant employees, and we're trying to bring everybody back. As it's well documented, there's a very tough labor market with all of the uncertainty. It's a very difficult position to be in right now for the industry.
So those 50,000 that have not come back, is it because, I would imagine, a variety of reasons, especially for moms who are typically staying at home with the kids, parents who are at home with the kids, people who are ill? The stimulus checks might have an impact, but what are you hearing on the ground from these restaurant employees that are not returning?
You're absolutely right. The two examples you mentioned, families having to be at home for childcare, whether their schools are still remote, or there's just not availability for childcare. Last year when, it seemed like the regulations changed almost on a daily basis, whether we were at 50%, 75%, there's just so much uncertainty. So a lot of employees, they left and they looked for something a little more stable. And now that we are back at 100%, we're trying to entice those employees and saying, hey, this is, we're back at 100%. We need you to come back. This is an incredible industry. Also, you mentioned the stimulus checks, the unemployment benefits that people are receiving right now. They're very competitive. They're competitive for us. So there are some people who are still uncertain about being in the public. And so they're deciding to stay at home and take those the unemployment benefits. It's very difficult. As well as there's last year, while restaurants were closed, grocery stores were not. And so a lot of employees left to go to HEB or left even to go to Amazon. There were a lot of employers last year who had the ability to employ people at a level that the restaurant industry couldn't because we were under such strict guidelines. And right now we're just trying to get those folks to come back.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.